This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. You're listening to The Christian Gentleman with Roy Knight.
Hello, my name is Roy Knight for The Christian Gentleman. I've been planting or helping plant gardens off and on for most of my life. It started whenever I was a kid with my mom and dad. I remember walking barefooted up and down the rows, spreading the fertilizer and dropping the seeds. Today, I have my own kids, and I'm trying to raise them the same way. My youngest helps me in the garden now. He, too, enjoys dropping the seeds and watering the plants. When we got a good deal on some cabbage and broccoli plants, we couldn't wait to put them into the ground. Outside of a family of deer that went grazing over the garden one night, we've been meeting with pretty good success with them. That was until I started seeing areas on the plants that looked as if they had been nibbled on. I knew that it was some kind of a bug, but I couldn't find any. I looked and looked, but still no bugs. One evening after dark, I went over to the garden to check things out with a flashlight. On the first broccoli plant I examined, what did I see? Along the central vein of one of the leaves, there sat a little green, fat caterpillar. On the next plant, the same thing. That evening, I found 9 caterpillars. The next evening, before the sun went down, I went back again and found 11. Over the following days, I got quite good at spotting the little intruders. I didn't need to bend over. I could just walk up, look at the plants, and could pick them out rather easily. The more I did it, the easier it got. And so likewise with Bible study. When I first started studying the Bible, I really didn't know what I was doing. Sometimes I would just open the Bible and start reading at random. At other times, I would try to read a book of the Bible. Sometimes I would set my mind on reading through the entire Bible, but met with a little success. If Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy didn't stop me, then certainly Isaiah and Jeremiah would. Bible study in the early days was rather haphazard. Many times, I would take the verses out of context. At other times, I would be totally lost as to what anything meant. However, over the years, as I have grown and have received some good advice from more mature Christians, Bible study has become much easier. I will say that preaching school helped out greatly. Even though I'm still learning, Bible study is a whole lot easier, and I can see how things fit together much better now. The level of studying I'm doing now, I could have never done whenever I began. I'm sure that the Bereans were the same way. They did not start on the level in which we find them in Acts chapter 17. In that chapter, in verses 11 and 12, it says, "Then the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. When they arrived, they went to the synagogue of the Jews." These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. These folks were so confident in their studies that they were able to check behind an apostle to make sure that what he was teaching them was true or not. They did not begin that way. However, we see their growth over the years until they are where they are at this time. The apostle Paul went on to tell Timothy to be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. I like the King James Version that says, "Study to show yourself approved to God." Both phrases, "be diligent" and "study," imply that we give thoughtful consideration of the word of God so that we might be approved and that we might not be ashamed. The reverse of that is true also. If we do not give due diligence by studying God's word, that means that we will not be approved by Him. Thus, we will be left ashamed as we stand before Him. That is a route that I do not desire to take, and neither do you. I am not saying or implying that I am perfect at understanding all of God's word. but I am a whole lot better than I was before. What has made the difference between 30 years ago and now? Studying God's Word. Studying God's Word has made all the difference. Today, I am not so inclined to be tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, as Paul would say in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 14. Knowing what you're looking for makes a difference in catching pesky cabbage worms, as well as finding holes in our biblical knowledge. It takes time, but putting forth the effort will make us a good Bible student, as well as a good head of cabbage. That's all I have for right now. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. May the Lord bless you as you seek to do His will, and I'll see you next time on The Christian Gentleman.
We thank you for tuning in today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on several social media platforms now. You can find us not only on Facebook, but you can also find us on Tumblr. You can also find us on the Twitter alternative known as Telegram, and on the Facebook alternative known as MeWe. We hope you enjoyed this program. We hope you will share with others. And as always, we thank you for listening.